This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a point a couple, 4 or 5 years ago when we spent a lot of time on this program talking about uncertainty, about how nobody really knew what was going to happen. As the president and I were talking about earlier, that is mostly taken care of now, but it also means that is partly not taken care of. Out in Williston, North Dakota, there's a whole lot of not knowing what's going on happening right now, of not knowing whether the low oil prices and drilling collapse that they're in the middle of is going to turn into a real honest-to-goodness bust. Marketplace's Annie Baxter went out to see how people there are trying to plan around that lasting uncertainty.
Dan Kalisle has seen several rounds of oil booms and busts in North Dakota. He's a trim fellow with glasses and a cowboy hat, and he remembers how his dad, a banker, got stuck with loans that soured after a burst of drilling in the 50s.
He and the president of the bank were selling oil field equipment every day for 10 cents on the dollar.
Then there was another boom-bust cycle in the early 80s. Kalisle had to confront its aftermath directly, including in his current role as a county commissioner.
It took until just a few years ago for the city of Williston to pay off its debt from that boom, from pushing infrastructure out for developers who were going to come and build and then didn't show up.
In the last decade, new fracking technologies brought oil rigs roaring back to life in North Dakota. And Dan Kalisle nervously watched developers descend once again.
We attracted everybody who had failed in Sacramento, everybody who had failed in Phoenix, everybody who had failed in Las Vegas, everybody who had failed in Houston, everybody who failed in Florida. And they all came here with unreal expectations.
Kalisle says Williston is now $300 million in debt for once more building up infrastructure around the boom time developments. He fears Williston has overreached, especially since global demand for oil is expected to be muted over the next few years. But a lot of other people around Williston seem more confident about the town's future.
The motion is to run with this for approval. Okay, roll call.
A proposal for a $500 million mall and hotel development in Williston cleared some big hurdles in county planning committee meetings over the past few months.
5-4, passes.
The developer is a Swiss-based company called Stropik. It announced the project last year when oil was trading about $40 a barrel higher than it is today and more than twice the current number of drilling rigs were operating in North Dakota. But Stropik's Terry Olin says the oil industry will snap back at some point, so he's moving ahead with his plan.
If we were to try to time each stage of it with oil price fluctuations, we'd never get any place. And whatever price oil is, it's temporary, high or low.
Real estate economist Elliot Eisenberg says building a mall in North Dakota's oil patch right now is not entirely crazy if you're not in a rush to make money.
Some investors with very long time horizons might say, look, labor costs are now lower, land prices are lower. We can actually build a project right now and decide that, yeah, we're prepared to sit on it for 2 or 3 years and see what happens.
That said, Eisenberg thinks there are big risks given the weak forecast for oil demand. And he points to another big variable. How many kids and spouses of oil field workers will settle in the area? That question has already vexed the school district, and it could thwart big mall projects like Stropik's. So says Tom Rolfsted, Williston's former director of economic development. He's generally upbeat about the town's future and thinks it's just going through a slowdown, not a full-on bust. But Rolfsted acknowledges retail needs permanent residents to thrive, and many oil field workers around Williston are temporary.
A lot of people live there, rotate back somewhere else, and they spend their money on their house back in whatever state they came from. So that is maybe hurts us a little bit.
Even if the oil boom regains its steam and Williston attracts more workers who will throw down roots, Dan Kalisle, the Williams County Commissioner, may not rest easily. While he fears Williston's got another bust on its hands, he doesn't exactly want another boom. It would mean gobs more people, traffic, crime.
The one complaint you hear over and over again about this oil boom is that our time has been stolen from us. This was a five-minute town. This was a town where in 5 minutes you could hit the gas station, the grocery store, the dry cleaners, the bank, and be on your way.
It was a town, Kalisle says, that used to be so easy to live in. In North Dakota's oil patch, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.